WHAM proudly welcomes you to Soundbites. This is America's longest running computer show. Call the show now, 222-1180. The Choice One toll free line, 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180, WHAM.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the 6th of December, Anno Domini 2003, and you lucky people, you're listening to Soundbite. And this is a very special Soundbite, because it is our second anniversary on Wham. Yes, we've been on Wham 2 years, and in honor of that, the folks at Wham have, what did they do?
Yep.
Nothing. Okay. But
we're at a very special time.
Special time.
Dinner time.
Sound bites at a very special time.
Thank God it's the last week.
Yeah, I know. Next week, the theory is we'll be back on a regular time.
Normal time, 12:20.
I'm looking at Craig, and he's just ignoring me because he doesn't know
why. They even ran ads today saying, listen to sound bites at 12:20, 2 o'clock, to 2 o'clock. Yeah. And I'm thinking, no!
But theory is we'll be back in the real time next week.
Syracuse won their game today, so that's end of the season.
They won. They're happy. Did you hear them at the end? They were like, oh, it's great. We were terrific. Why is this our game plan? Is we planned it all. Have they forgotten the last 2 months entirely? Is that what
they ended their season only half
on a
failures.
High note.
Well, they ended only half failures. They're 6-6.
No. They won half their games. That's the way to look at it.
Their cup is half full instead of half empty.
Anyway, welcome to Sound Bites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Craig Schaller.
Sorry, poor guy was on the line with somebody. You can give us a call at the numbers you've already heard, 222-1180 and the 585 area code, 800-295-1180 on the Choice One toll-free line, and, of course, star 1180 if you're a Verizon wireless customer. Before we get to the phones, everybody's on. Hold on, because we'll get to you in a few minutes. But first, I think we're going to talk about the news, and we'll start with Steve. Steve.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, Dave gave me the high sign.
Yeah, I figured let him go first. Catch him off guard.
Well, we had, there was some interesting news this week. Several different articles have been coming out in all the different trade press that Business Week has named the iTunes Music Store and the iPod one of their best products of 2003. Fortune Magazine is rating the Parmac G5 as one of the 25 best products of the year. So it's been good press for Apple this week. And one of the more heartwarming stories was actually in the New York Times, from all places. Columnist David Pogue, who is a Mac aficionado and writes in their technology column, the New York Times, was in London on a recent business trip and feeling homesick about being so far away from his family. So he was chatting with one of the attendees of his conference there, and they went to an internet cafe. And the other guy says, yeah, I carry an iSight with me, so I can video conference with my family at home. And Pogue goes, wow, you know, hadn't really thought of that.
Yeah.
so he says during the article he's emailing his wife back and forth trying to get her to set up the iSight on their computer at home, and he said he's colorblind, so it was really tricky trying to get his wife to push the green button that turned out to be orange. and then suddenly his wife's live image and her voice, you know, transmitted real time 3,500 miles across the globe, instantly crystal clear and, by the way, free.
Yeah, exactly.
Over the internet. Well, actually, he paid $8 an hour for internet service at this internet cafe.
Right, right.
So he says he was parading around the coffee shop with the iSight and, you know, taking in the local ambience. And he says it was just, there's a lot of junk in technology and hassle and frustration. And it was just, he calls it a TV moment. It was emotional and powerful and simple. How, you know, just a simple camera can you know, bring you together and cure your woes, apparently.
Exactly. Now, you need to talk about that other thing I gave you in case there are some people actually still using that software. They need to update it.
Yeah, there was a security update was released this week for OS X that patches a couple of holes in Safari, Apple's web browser. And there's also a new problem that's being discovered in Apple's older server, the AppleShare IP server, version 6, if you're still running AppleShare IP under OS 9. Apparently, if you try to log into the FTP server using a slash as your password, it chokes. for some reason. They're right now they're thinking it's because the non-OS 10 Macs, which aren't based on Unix, don't know what to do with that slash. And FTP is at core a Unix procedure, so it has trouble dealing with the slash. So apparently, if you upgrade your AppleShare IP past version 6.3.1, I think 6.3.3 might have been the last version before they went to OS 10, you can avoid that problem. It doesn't actually let anyone into your computer or break into your computer. Your computer just freezes and you have to restart it.
So, right, so if you found that you've had unexplained freezes in your machine, and you are, in fact, running this, what is the software?
AppleShare IP version 6.3.1 or lower.
Then you know that it's time to update.
That might be an explanation.
That might be an explanation, exactly. All right. Dave.
Boy, this is scary. I mean, two of these.
Yeah.
I mean, one, excuse me, CNET's reporting that even during the Thanksgiving weekend, hackers didn't take the weekend off. They were busy getting into the .names website and blaming it over the hackers' move to relaunch its services. GRN representatives said the site was which administers the registration of .names. So if you're going to register, say, a name on the particular web, you go through them, and they were even hacked. The other interesting news is Yahoo Instant Messenger. For you folks that use that, there's another little script out there that's getting into Instant Messenger. And what it does is it will literally take over your launch codes and say that you've got an error. Right now, what they're telling you to do, if you use Yahoo Instant Messenger, what they're saying to do is go into the settings and turn off the IM environment in the Instant Messenger preferences. Because what this could do is literally take over the web, and when you go to, say, display a certain page, you might wind up with something you didn't expect, nor want, nor have your kids see.
Right.
And I've seen this happen a couple times where folks go, well, I was just surfing the web and 25 porn sites open up.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I mean, it just literally happened on this one client. Mm-hmm. I'm taking the machine back on Monday, and he's got his grandchildren there.
Yeah.
And he just opens up his, Internet Explorer like normal, that had invaded it.
And every time you close one, 50 more open.
Exactly. Yeah. And the only thing you can do is pull the plug, shut it off.
Or stop using Internet Explorer, but that's another
show. Yeah, oh, yeah, that's a whole... That could be a whole other show.
Right, right.
There are alternatives.
Right.
You don't have to use Internet Explorer.
Exactly. In the I don't know if this is great or silly or quite exactly what it is. You've all heard of the Segway human transporter, that two-wheeled, one-handled marvel you stand on and it drives you somewhere.
Yeah.
And
I want to try one of those out.
I want one. I desperately want one. The Pentagon is drafting them as part of a plan to develop battlefield robots that think on their own and communicate with troops. The program is still in the research phase, so the scooters aren't really expected to report to boot camp.
How do you get them in shape?
Well, exactly. So far, mostly what they've done is they've given them out to universities, researchers with some Pentagon funding. They've programmed the Segway robots so that they can open doors, avoid obstacles, and chase soccer balls, all without human control.
Cool.
Cool. Researchers say potential applications for the robots include performing search missions on the battlefield, transporting injured soldiers to safety, I guess assuming they can stand, or following humans around while hauling their gear. Now, wouldn't you have been loved during boot camp to have somebody carry that 40-pound pack for you?
You got that straight.
Come with me.
Yeah.
Wrap that pack and come with me.
Uh-huh. I've already seen. Nice. I've seen remote-control golf carts. That carry your clubs along, not a golf cart, golf bag.
Right, right.
And it follows a little transmitter you hook on your belt. So wherever you walk, your cart follows.
Well, they just don't even need that. They'll just know to do it. The big thing, of course, is any useful applications that are developed by the universities could kickstart the badly needed sales for the fledgling scooter company. Only been about 6,000 of them sold. They cost between about $4,000 and about $4,500. I'm sure the government is paying, between $50,000 and $70,000 for them. They've got about 15 of them. Jan Walker, a spokeswoman for the Pentagon's Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA,
said the foundation of the Internet.
the fact, right? The part that Al Gore didn't invent, said the idea is to let researchers concentrate on what the agency calls mobile autonomous robot software, MARS, rather than the mode of transportation. One of the focuses of this program is to develop software that would allow the robotic system to learn so that it can better perceive its outside environment. The scooters were modified by the software engineers at Segway, so they're controlled by laptop computers, and the researchers then loaded them up with cameras, sensors, communications gear, and other gadgets. So the theory is, at some point, you know, the next time we embed a reporter with a group of people who are on some sort of mission, they'll see, I just got passed by a Segway. Of course, maybe they'll have their own Segways to carry all their gear.
Yep, true.
You know, but I think that's a great thing. There are things that you really, you know, don't particularly want to use people for, like being the first one. Police do this all the time. You don't have to be the first one in a building. Send something that's already mostly...
they can send a robot in there and with a camera on it now.
Exactly.
And scour the whole building.
Yeah, then they're... Exactly. You know,
go ahead.
When they retire from active service, can I have one over to clean my house?
Yeah.
You don't want a human to do that right now either.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, they've already got vacuum cleaners.
Roomba,
R-O-O-M-B-A. Round thing. You just set it in the center of the room, and it just slowly bounces from wall to wall and vacuums all your carpet.
How cool is that? I really want one of those just to watch it chase the dog. That's what I like about it. Before we get to the phones, I want to talk a little bit about our giveaway. We have a weekly giveaway. This week's product is your very own personal copy, full retail version of Star Office 7. This is an office suite, which includes a word processor, a spreadsheet, a presentation package like PowerPoint, and a whole bunch of other stuff. So if you're interested in that, we have a version that works on Windows, Linux, and Solaris. So it's all available on this one CD. And I want to thank the folks at Serverware Corporation, my friend Jack Pruitt, for giving us this. And all you have to do to get it is two things. First, correctly answer our trivia question. And secondly, pick up your prize between the hours of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. here high atop the Euclid Building in the corner of Midtown Plaza in the world headquarters of WHAM. And the question this week is, how much did Microsoft reportedly pay to use the Rolling Stones song Start Me Up in promotions for Windows 95? That is, how much did Microsoft reportedly pay to use the Rolling Stones song Start Me Up in promotions for Windows 95? We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Craig Shellard, me, Nick Francesco, and all of you on the greatest computer show in the known universe, 2 years old on Wham, Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Did you ever stop to think what it takes to make a community a special place to live, work, and raise a family? One essential element is a supportive and involved business community. Hi, I'm Clyde Forbes from RG&E. Serving our communities means more to us than providing reliable electricity and natural gas service. We also support our communities across the region in many other ways. Our economic development team works with state and local agencies to help bring new jobs to New York and to help existing businesses grow. RG&E provides financial support to dozens of organizations and events throughout the year. My coworkers volunteer thousands of hours each year to help important causes in our communities. And RG&E isn't alone. There are many other businesses and people that join us in making our community special. To all of them, we say thanks.
RG&E, always at your service.
This station is participating in a contest with other radio stations owned and owned by Christian Broadcasting Inc. Both inside and outside of the station's listening area called More Cash. Multi-market contest airs beginning November 24th through December 19, 2003. No contest November 27th. Listen daily between 6 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Time. After the contest triggers broadcast, get nationwide caller to 1-866-525 wins. That's 1-866-525-9467 wins. During the contest dates, you can win one of four $25,000 cash prizes, five $50,000 cash prizes, $10,000 cash prizes, $5,000 cash prizes, $221,000 cash prizes. Each qualified winner also becomes a finalist in a random drawing that selects one grand finalist for a chance to win additional cash. cash prize and one $1 million annuity payable over 40 years. See complete rules for contest details and complete prize description. Local contesting dates may vary and times will be announced on this station. Purchase necessary. Purchase does not increase odds of winning. Participants and winners must be legal U.S. residents at least 13 years old and reside in a participating radio station's total survey area. Winners are eligible to win only once per lifetime in a Clear Channel Radio nationwide and/or group contest. Employees and immediate family members of Clear Channel Broadcasting Inc., other media companies, and their subsidiaries and affiliates are not eligible. Additional rules apply. Complete contest rules or where required by law, a list of winners. Contact the main office of this station during regular business hours. February 2003, Clear Channel Broadcasting Inc.
Money Talk, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
Million Dollar Christmas, brought to you by Kohl's Department Stores. Visit us online at Kohl's.com. Kohl's, give happy, get happy.
Wham's Rush Limbaugh.
Not only do I know I'm right,
I love hearing myself say it.
Rush Limbaugh, weekdays 2 till 5 on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Contact the guys the old-fashioned way. Use your telephone and dial 222-1180 or the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Welcome back to Soundbites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back, everybody. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Henry.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Craig Scheller on the board.
And we are going to be taking your phone calls. The first call we're going to take today is from Victor, way out in Irondequoit, New York. Hiya, Victor.
Hi, guys. To the left of my system tray, I've got these icons that are microphones, speech tools.
Right.
And what do I do with them? Can I get rid of them? I've never used them.
They are, they're part of the
Windows
XP. I just
XP.
Went away. How interesting is that? I was just going to
yeah, you can click on the next, turn them on.
I see what I did.
Yeah, it's part of the voice command system built into Windows.
There is a speech recognition system that's built right into XP.
Also, I really can't get rid of them, right?
Not really. You can just ignore them.
Or you can hide the icon.
Yeah.
I think it is.
Yep.
Yeah, there's the right. Fourth button. Over there's the microphone and the microphone in front of a screen and a question mark and then a little thing with a down arrow.
Right.
If you click the down arrow, you can uncheck speech tools and uncheck help. Those two will go away.
Oh, uncheck speech tools. Okay,
right.
And uncheck help.
And if you go into
yeah, I did. Okay.
Okay. And if you go into the settings, I think turn off all advanced text services is good. I don't think it matters for you.
Okay.
But if you click language bar, you can uncheck show the language bar on the desktop and show the additional language bar icons in the taskbar.
Okay.
It'll be gone.
All right. Can I make a guess on that question?
Uh-oh, he's going for the trivia, ladies and gentlemen.
I have no clue, but how about 26 million?
Good. It's a good call. It's not right.
No, I tried.
Should we get a higher or lower figure?
No, we shouldn't.
Okay.
No, heck no.
Okay, thank you very
wrong.
Much.
Right, exactly. Just incorrect. Just wrong.
Okay.
Thank you for playing.
You don't want to be Bob Barker, eh?
I don't know. Do you? How weird is that? Something's gone very wrong with my system.
Curiouser and curiouser.
Yeah, it is.
Must be a PC.
Yeah. All right, our next caller, Tara from Rochester. Is it Tara or Tara?
Tara's good.
Tara's good.
I can barely hear you.
Okay.
Now I can. Hey, you guys, you're great, and no matter how Wham fiddles with your schedule, I try and find you every week.
Thank you so much.
Oh, it's great.
Well, hopefully starting next week, we should be back on at a normal time until next October from 12:20 to 2 o'clock.
Well, I'll find you no matter what.
Thank you.
And I hate to, go back to last week's show with all that spyware, but I tried to call last week. I'm having the worst problem. And I'm really a novice, so you might have to help me out and explain
that. Okay, go ahead.
I've got spyware and adware all over my computer, and I have updated everything, the adware, the Stinger, the SpyBot, and I have Norton. So everything says that there's nothing in there except every time it doesn't say that. When I turn on my computer, it shows stuff, and then it clears it, and then I turn on my computer again, and it's all back again. And I've gone into the registry and looked on the C drive, and there's tons of stuff on there I don't even recognize. There's programs that have, a little computer icon with a horse on it.
All right. One of the things, have you tried going into the if you go into, like, MS Config, you go to the Start button, and you can look for some obvious things there that it might be loading, like newsnet.net. There's the exeshow.exe, which is a porn site.
Yeah, part of the problem is you have to know what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I've searched and searched all week, and I've been reading and going on places on the web, and I've come up, I see things like AdGoblin, Browser Aid. What the biggest problem I'm having is my machine's really slow, and I keep, Internet Explorer will keep popping up all the time with, and taking me to all these places just out of the blue, and it comes up with all these different sites. I mean, just, I'm on AOL, and all of a sudden,
one thing you might want to do is try running the programs in safe mode.
I tried that last year. I heard you say that last week. I did that.
Karen,
and
did
it still came back clean?
Yep, it says it cleans them out, but what I've been reading on the web, there's this thing called Hijack This.
Yeah.
Is that worth trying? Because you can post a log on spyware forums, and they'll tell you how to get rid of your hijacked browser.
Wouldn't hurt, but have you also tried cleaning out your cookies and your cache?
Yes.
And also double-check in the Internet options. Under tools, you can verify your default web page so that when you're starting up Internet Explorer.
See, I would do that, and I would set it back to Dell, and then the minute I turn my computer on again, it's hijacked. And the Dell site's gone. I go into where the default is.
Yeah, you've got some other spyware that's gotten in there.
It's all over the place. And how come it doesn't clean it out when AdAware says it's going to? Does it morph? Does it hide? Does it do something that it can't get rid of it?
Are you using just AdAware or also AdAware and SpyBot?
I run them all every day, like twice a day sometimes.
What? You've got to be running something odd, like in your system that's bringing them back.
Mm-hmm.
Like Kazaa or any one of 100.
I don't have any of those shareware programs.
Newsnet.com.
What now?
Newsnet.com.
Nope, I don't do
anything. The Alexa toolbar for Internet Explorer.
No, I don't have anything like, I don't have, you know, share files. I don't do any of that. The only thing I've kind of picked up from reading about all this is that it says that it can reinstall on you.
Yeah, the problem is when you go to a website, it can download, without your knowing, spyware in the background.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually the less than reputable websites, but you know, it's hard to say.
Yeah.
You clean them all out, then you log back into the Internet, and more of them will come back in.
Yeah, but, you know, I can clean them out, shut it off, and not go on the Internet and come back on, and they're there.
Try downloading Mozilla, and try Mozilla for a week, and let us know how you make out with that.
What's Mozilla?
Mozilla is another browser. You can get it off of our webpage if you go to, I heard the show on Soundbite.
Right.
Go there and try downloading Mozilla and try Mozilla. It's another great
It doesn't have all
browser.
The holes in it that Internet Explorer does that allows these volumes through.
All right, we have to take a break. I'm sorry. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Craig Shell, and Nick Francesco. All of you, Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Miller.
Welcome back to America's longest running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Get online now. Call 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or *1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Craig Schaller, running the board, answering your calls.
And we're back. Before we get back to the phones, let me remind you of this week's trivia question. Our fabulous prize is, courtesy of the folks at Serverware Corporation, a copy of Star Office 7, a truly great office product.
Mm-hmm.
And to get it, you only have to do two things. Pick it up here in the studios between the hours of 9 and 5, working regular business hours, high atop
the Euclid Building in the corner of Midtown Plaza, the world headquarters of WAMP. And, of course, you also have to answer this question correctly. How much did Microsoft reportedly pay to use the Rolling Stones song Start Me Up in promotions for Windows 95? That's all it takes is answering that question correctly, picking it up during business hours, and you'll have your very own personal copy. Full. This is not a demo.
Demo, no, it's a full-blown.
Star Office 7. Our next caller, Nathan from Hamlin, New York. Welcome, Nathan. What's your question?
I hope you guys know quite a bit about routers.
We know some.
I'm trying to install a wireless router. Going one computer's going to be hooked straight to the modem. And I got the card installed into the other computer. It's supposed to be wireless. It says that there's a signal. It's giving me percentages on signal strength and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's looking for a modem, and I don't know what to tell it.
You have to change it from modem to LAN.
Yeah,
don't dial
in the internet
properties.
Yeah,
connection to never dial.
Right, and then I went to LAN settings, and it told me to deselect everything.
No,
there's nothing you should select.
Wait, hold on. Let me back up a little bit. How many computers do you have?
Two.
And the wireless router is connected to the what kind of internet connection do you have?
Broadband.
Yeah, which kind?
Roadrunner.
Okay, so the wireless router is connected to the Roadrunner modem.
Correct.
Okay. The two computers are not.
One of them is.
Through the wireless router.
Wired wireless.
One is directly hooked up to the wireless hub.
And the other one. And
that one can get on the internet.
Correct.
Okay. But the other computer, which has the wireless card in it, can't get to it.
Right.
Okay, what is the other computer running? What operating system?
98SC.
And you loaded the driver for the card?
Correct.
And it recognizes the card?
Yes, it does.
And if you look in the device manager, you don't see any red arrows?
Right.
And when you click on the property of the card, it's down in the taskbar, it's saying that it's getting a good signal?
Yep. It says that I got 100% signal.
Okay.
Quality is 93%.
Then what you need to do is when you go into the LAN settings, tell it to use DHCP.
That's in the TCP properties in your network control panel.
Okay.
Right. Go to control panel.
There should be one that says TCP on wireless network, whatever your wireless card is.
Go to network connections and select your wireless network connection.
Yeah.
Also, he's got to change the...
When you do that, do you see an available network?
I see TCP instant wireless adapter.
So if you go to... Let me make sure I get this right. You go to Start,
mm-hmm.
Control Panel, Network Connections, and then you should see your wireless network connection listed there.
Yes. Yeah.
You click on that,
yeah.
And a box opens up, says available wireless networks, and there's one there.
I am lost. You said network under control panel, right?
Yeah, you're working XP.
Oh, right, I'm on XP.
One of the things that you might want to check, Nathan, is if you go into the Internet Explorer, go under Tools, Internet Options. The middle tab says Connections.
Yeah.
Click on that one, and you want to select the top option, which is Never Dial.
That's selected.
Then go down to the bottom button there.
The LAN settings?
The LAN settings. Click on that. Make sure that the next box opens, that it says Automatically Obtain.
That's auto detect proxy. You're not using a proxy server, so you don't need that settings. There should be nothing checked in that LAN settings box.
There isn't.
I usually just check it anyways.
It looks for a proxy server, doesn't find one, and then takes you to the internet, so it stalls you for 10 seconds or so.
No,
the next thing to try is go to Start, Run, and type WinIPCFG, which is the Windows IP configuration display.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then you want to show your wireless connection. because it might default to showing your PPP connection, which is your dial-up.
Right. So you can just say when I pconfig space slash all.
And no, that's at the command line. The 98 has a GUI interface.
Oh, that's right, it does. Right.
And you want to make sure you want to make sure that you're getting an IP address from your router.
Yeah, I am.
Which is likely the 192.168.1.something.
Yep.
And when you open an internet window, what happens?
It just comes up with cannot find server.
All right. What you might want to do.
I say try a ping. Open a command window and try to ping the router.
When you wait,
you've got to make sure the network is working too.
What happens when you go to WinIP?
It brings up my IP configuration.
And what's the address there? 169?
There is one that is 169.
That means it does not see your router.
Right. It's but not finding your router.
It should be 192.
There is another one that is 192.
And what is that one called?
It's the driver for the router.
Okay.
What's the one that's 169 and then?
That is the Ethernet adapter.
Ah, you have two cards.
You have two Ethernet cards, so it doesn't know which one to use.
Yeah. Windows 98 is confused.
Yeah, delete them all except the wireless.
Well, you may have to remove it.
Yeah, you might have to remove that internal network card if you're going to use the wireless.
All right.
Is that network card on your motherboard, or is it a card that's plugged in?
It's a card that's plugged in.
Take it out. It,
well, you could also go to the device manager and disable it without physically removing it.
Yeah, that's true. And that might solve your problem there.
Okay.
So it sounds like it's still looking for the wired Ethernet.
Yeah.
Right. The other thing is underneath in the WinIP config, underneath the IP address should be a gateway.
Yeah.
What's that set to?
For the wireless?
Yeah.
The gateway is the same except for one digit.
It's perfect. 192.168.1.1.
Okay, that's exactly right. That's what it should be.
And it could be, well, the next step is the DNS entries. Server not found could mean that the DNS isn't working.
Right.
But it's likely it's looking on the wired card and not the wireless card.
Right. There's one thing you should try before we have to wrap up, we have to go. But one thing you should try is open up your browser and instead of typing, for example, http://soundbites.org.
Yeah.
Type http://64.177.228.149. If you can get there, it means it's a DNS problem. If you can't, then definitely it's not even finding the server. Yep. We got to go. Got to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes, Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Craig Shellett, Meenik Francesco, all of you on Soundbites, the greatest computer show in the known universe. Only on 1180 WHAM.
Hollywood's best releases are at the Regal Cinemas, now offering the Crown Club Loyalty Program. Free membership, fast registration, earn free movies and concession items every time just for seeing your favorite movie. Gift certificates also available. They never expire and can be used for box office or concession purchases at over 400 Regal Cinemas nationwide. Stadium seating, amazing digital sound, senior special, Super Saver discount tickets. Catch all the new releases at the Regal Cinema at Eastview Marketplace or Culver Ridge. See you at the movies. This year, Frontier can help you save two things that are in mighty short supply around the holidays: time and money. Sign up for their fastest internet access ever, Frontier Net DSL Max, at speeds up to 3 megs a second. Shop and game online, I am your buddies. Share photos and download video, all in a twinkling. It's just $29.95 a month for a whole year, and even less with Frontier Choices. Call 777-7WEB to sign up. Some restrictions may apply.
Taste and health. You want both in one cranberry juice? You want Northland.
Northland has a kick to it. I like that.
It says 100% juice on their label. That tells me it's healthy.
Cranberry raspberry, cranberry grape. I love all their flavors.
Northland. A great taste and the health benefits of cranberry. Only Northland has 27% cranberry in all 9 of its 100% juice cranberry blends.
I choose Northland because it fits my healthy lifestyle.
Northland. 100% juice, 100% refreshing.
Ow! Honey, every time you cough, you kick me. I'm falling out of bed.
That 4-hour cough medicine you bought wore off. Wish I had NyQuil cough. It's made to last all night. I could be sleeping now. Sorry, Binky. I didn't mean to kick you.
NyQuil Cough, that stops your coughing so you can sleep through the night. Cough medicine. Use as directed. From the makers of NyQuil.
Start your NFL game day with Wham! It's the NFL Today, a complete preview of the day in the NFL. Sunday at 11 on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Computer talk you can understand. It's Soundbites, America's longest running computer show on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Once again, here's Nick Francesco.
He's right, I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Craig Scheller on the board.
And this is Soundbites. Don't forget our trivia question. The fabulous prize this week, courtesy of the folks at Serverware, is a nice copy of Star Office 7. And the question is, how much did Microsoft reportedly pay to use the Rolling Stones song Start Me Up in promotions for Windows 95? We are going to go back to the phones, and we are talking to Jorge out in Victor. Welcome, Jorge.
Jorge!
Hey, Dave.
How you doing, sir?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
Good. We missed you Thursday night.
Yeah, well, we had some other business to take care of.
Yeah, I know how that goes. Yeah.
So we're getting our life together.
I hear you.
I used to have one of those. Now I have a computer.
I have a child and a computer. Yeah. So what's your story, Jorge?
Hey, listen, I still have problems. I know you tried to help me with this before,
yeah,
but I still have problems trying to salvage about 1 gigabyte of music that I use when I travel on my laptop.
Mm-hmm.
And to set the stage, I had a laptop that used to run 98, mm-hmm, and some virus ate the partition. I wound up sending my drive out to the West Coast. They recovered most of the files to include the music file.
Yeah.
But when I tried it, and I used to use Real Player with it, when I tried to transfer the files to XP, and I try to play the music, and it tells me that I don't have the right encryption to decode the music.
What?
Try to convert it to MP3 and all that, but I still can't play
it. Did you download this music from a service, or did you rip it off your own CDs?
Oh, my own CDs. I do things honestly.
Well, no, yeah. Some of the music downloading services encrypt the music so you can only play it while you're a subscriber of that service, and they use key identifiers in your computer.
Yeah, no,
and if something has changed, it may not play.
No, I had all the CDs. It just took me hours to put this.
Yeah, and you don't want to sit there and do that again. You got a life.
Right, exactly.
Well, on the other hand, Jorge, you could have done it by now.
Yeah.
But yeah. I think it's the file association. When he went over those files.
Are the files still named .rm?
Oh.
Are these are .rms or .mp3s or .ra or what are they?
Oh, now they're not. They're not MP3s. And I'm not by my computer, so I can't tell you what it is.
You remember how you ripped them in the first place? As WAVs or AVs, or what format did you rip them into?
There were the WAV files from Real Player.
So they should be .WAV.
Yeah.
And you have Real Player on your new machine.
Yes.
And it's the latest version of Real Player.
That's correct.
Do other Real files play?
Yes.
So it's not the player. It's possible that even though they were able to recover the data, there's something corrupt inside the data file.
Do they play on the old machine?
Yeah, they used to play on the old machine.
No, I mean after they were recovered.
No.
Yeah.
No, as a matter of fact, no.
I think they simply didn't actually recover them.
Okay.
I hate to say that, but
Jorge, it could be one or two bytes in that giant file that have failed.
Jorge, if you could burn a few of them to CD.
Okay.
Give them to me and let me just play around with them and see what I can find out for you.
Okay. I would do that.
All right.
I would do that.
Okay, sir.
Hey, listen, guys, we certainly enjoy your show.
Well, thank you.
And we, like your first caller, whenever we can, we look for you, even though you're not on the regular schedule there.
Well, next week we should be back on our regular schedule, 12:20 to 2 p.m.
Yeah, I mean you got to get her live too there, Dave, because it cuts into the writing time.
There you go. Hey, you say hello to your lovely wife for me.
Okay, I will. Hey, it's $25 million what they paid.
$25 million? No, I'm sorry. Nice try, though.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right.
Take it easy, Jorge.
Okay. He is a heck of a great guy. Yeah. Like I say, he's literally boosted all over.
Cool. How cool is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, travels a lot. Well, so, you know,
I'm sorry, we had two people guessed and two people were wrong.
Yeah, yeah, well, you still see some idiots out there trying to ride. As a matter of fact, I have one friend. He's not riding right now.
You have
now.
One friend?
That used to ride in the winter.
More. Yeah.
He rode in the winter, wound up in an accident, and seriously messed up his leg big time. He's walking around in a cane right now. But this guy, it could be snowing out like crazy. And he's out there riding.
Which one, that's when you put the caterpillar tread on it.
Hmm?
Put a caterpillar tread on the bike.
There you go. Yeah, really.
All right. Our next caller is Kurt from Penfield, New York. Welcome, Kurt. What's your question?
Good afternoon, guys.
So far?
No, it's evening.
I have a computer that a few weeks ago, about 3 weeks ago, we tried to put a scanner on. It was an older one with the... with the CD, with the software, an HP scanner. And what happened is the computer started continually restarting. And the on-off button didn't work. So I managed to get into safe mode. We removed that software, and everything ran fine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, actually, it's my son's computer. He went in the other day. And decided he didn't. He just deleted his printer out of the remove hardware
mm-hmm.
section, and now the computer again is just continually when you turn it on, and you have to basically turn it on at a wall or at the plug, it continually restarts itself.
And what antivirus software are you running?
It's a Norton antivirus.
It's up to date.
2003. It hasn't been up. He's not connected. He hasn't been connected for about 3 months.
Oh, he's not on the net.
He's not on the net, so he's kind of standalone at the moment.
All right. Does he bring any files home from school and put on them? In other words, does he take any disks and go to school and then bring them back?
Well, he's in college. He's in an apartment, so I'm going to say probably yes.
Yeah,
he may well have some sort of virus problem.
Especially if he's in a dorm area, it's remarkable. Usually during Christmas and then at the end of the year, students drop their machines off to me, and I sit there and clean out so many viruses, and now spyware, we're getting into that. Because
wouldn't that make a lovely Christmas present for all you people out there? Seriously, tell your kids, bring your machine home, and for Christmas, I'll pay to have it clean. What, 40
yeah.
bucks, 50 bucks?
Yeah.
I'll pay to have it
we're
clean.
Doing a, we were going to do a special.
That's a great service.
For $50 to clean them. Get them cleaned up over the Christmas holiday and that. You drop them off and, give us a day or two, and we can get them all cleaned out, updated.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
In this specific case,
well,
I'd be more inclined to think it would be a driver corruption.
A registry problem.
The parallel scanner didn't quite remove itself completely, and then right. The parallel printer had trouble, too.
What's your other thing, Kurt?
One more piece of the puzzle. Last night, I finally got into safe mode.
Mm-hmm.
And when I tried to start it on safe mode, it just said cannot start. It's missing a file. It's a root system 32.
Okay.
Well, let's
HAL.DLL. But the thing is, without getting into some operating system,
Dave was speaking when you finished that it's root system 32, and what was the rest of it?
HAL.DLL.
Okay. And what version of Windows are you running?
XP.
You know what that most likely is? Is that Norton is corrupted. HAL is part of the DLL file for the Norton.
Is it? I always thought it was the hardware abstraction layer.
But that gets corrupted.
2001 was on this afternoon.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Can you just shut up, Steve's mic, and we'll talk. Two things you need to try. First, I think you need to run the system file checker. You're running what? XP?
Well, it's XP, but when I try and get into safe mode, it won't let me. I can't run anything.
Have you tried last known good configuration?
All I do is I get to the little window that says Windows cannot start.
Yeah, before that, you want to hit the F8 key to get into the boot menu.
Oh, okay. Get in the boot menu.
And then one of the options is to select last known good boot up.
Okay.
Try that.
Yeah, because Microsoft has done, you know, God forbid that you should be able to get to a command line anymore because they're not all for that. But the only other thing I can suggest that you do, and this is going to be painful, that you might want to take it to Dave or Steve and have them do this for you. Take the, if that doesn't work, take the hard drive out of the machine, put it in another machine that does boot, make it the second drive, and move the HAL over from the good machine to the
HAL Mike.
And I just found instructions on how to do that with the recovery console.
What you can
too.
Do is with this Windows XP CD, you put it in.
The recovery console.
And you can just go in and reinstall XP over XP.
Well, even easier should be, go ahead. What are the instructions for that? Give them the URL.
Oh, it's
put
several,
it up in the...
several pages. Yeah, the URL is going to go up in a minute.
We're going to put, we have a spot on our site called We Heard, I Heard a website on your show.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, we put a list of all the websites we've talked about that particular day. So Steve is going to put that link up there for you on how to use the recover console that comes as part of the boot up CD. And to get into there and fix that HAL problem.
Okay. Now, are we assuming I can get into the last known boot up?
No. This assumes that you've got a Windows CD.
Yeah, we do have a Windows XP CD.
That's all you need.
That's it. Huh?
But you can try going into the boot manager with the F8 key and try last known good config and see if that works. And if that doesn't, then you may need to go to the recovery console and reinstall HAL.
Right.
And if that doesn't work, also listed on our my tips of the week, if you can get to another computer, I give the instructions on how to install Windows XP over Windows XP. You can just print it off and follow that.
There you go.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you very much. One of the real problems that's out there now with the Windows system is it used to be you always had the fallback, the fail-safe of the C prompt of DOS itself. Like on a Linux box, when I install Linux, the choice is you want a graphical boot up or a text boot up.
Yeah.
I always select text because as long as I can just get to a command line where nothing else is running, I can do whatever has to be done. Yeah. Windows no longer gives you that option ever since NT. It's mostly just XP. Doesn't give you that option any longer of a DOS prompt.
I actually had a Mac this week that wouldn't boot into the GUI. It would stick in the command line.
What a nightmare!
Yeah.
Oh, my heavens!
Now I'm remembering my Unix command. You know, LS minus L is about as far as I can go.
Oh, I remember the day you first brought an OS X machine here. We had Tony Placilla, who is our Linux and Unix guru, for the show, and the two of us were pushing him out of the way. Just show me where the command line is. Never mind this GUI nonsense.
Yeah.
Pretty funny.
Like, shut down now.
You're right.
Shut
down minus H.
Minus H now, yeah. Or just halt.
Or halt.
Speaking of things like that, one thing that I said I was going to start doing and start this week is a few helpful hint as far as coming up on the Christmas season. One thing, and I've seen this already twice, just since I thought of the tip, is, all right, you folks are going out there and you're going shopping and you're going to buy, whether it's Tommy or Mary, a software package, you know, because they want this particular game to run on their computer. I cannot stress enough. First, find out what you have as far as a computer. Then when you go to select that particular game, on either the side or usually the top or bottom of the box, are going to be minimum requirements.
Ignore the minimum requirements. Look at the recommended requirements.
Yeah, right. But you definitely want to check that out because so many folks lately are going out and buying these games, and they've got a Pentium 2.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than getting the new game, unwrapping this new great new game as a present, and it won't run on your computer.
Exactly.
Right.
And
if it says it requires XP, seriously, no kidding, you need XP.
And the problem is, if you go ahead and open that game and use it,
you own it.
10-1 odds, the store is not going to return it.
You can't return to open boxes.
Right. In addition to the machine itself, are the hardware requirements? How much RAM does it require? How much disk space does it require? Oh, and by the way, what video card does it require? Some games require a specific video card, or at least run better with a specific video card. So if you want to run it like it looks on the commercial, you better have that video
card.
So
take that list. Take the time to sit down and, you know, your spec sheet that you should have gotten with your computer. Sit down and write those specs out so that when you go out to get that game, the day after Christmas, you're not fighting that crowd trying to go out and get another game.
Oh, and I'll tell you the thing that makes the most problems is when you go to the bargain bin and find a game for $5 or $10 that was designed to run under DOS or Windows 95, and you load it on an XP machine and it starts replacing drivers.
Yep.
Very, very bad. Very bad. If it doesn't say it runs under XP, don't load it on XP.
So that's a Christmas soundbite tip for this week, and we'll have another one for your shopping pleasure next week.
Right. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Craig Schellert, me, Nick Francesco, all of you on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Wham's Michael Savage.
See, that game, conservative, is a very bad name, so a lot of people are confused. They think that if you're conservative, you're that way. You don't know what to do with me, because I'm exactly the opposite. I look like a liberal, I sound like a liberal, I walk like a liberal, I talk like a liberal, but I'm a radical nationalist. I don't use the word conservative. It's lost all its meaning. Where's the conservative in the Republicans today? So I threw out that word. I don't use conservative. I use nationalistic or nationalist.
Michael Savage. Weeknights 8 till 11 on News Radio 1180. WHAM.
Monroe County Sheriff Patrick O'Flynn.
The holiday season is a time for celebration. Family gatherings and social events will fill our calendars. For many, these festive occasions will involve the consumption of alcohol. Do yourself a favor. If you're going to drink, please don't drive. Almost one quarter of the traffic fatalities in New York State involve impaired or intoxicated drivers. So be smart. Don't drink and drive. Let's all make it a safe and happy holiday season.
The perfect holiday gift for clients, employees, friends, or family is the Zweigel's Hot Dog Holiday Gift Pack. Those famous Zweigel's Hots will make any holiday gathering something special, and your Zweigel's Holiday Gift Packs are guaranteed delivery anywhere in the continental USA within 3 days or less. To send those delicious Zweigel's Hots, click on WHAM1180.com or call Calabresella's New York Style Deli at 235-7860. Happy holidays from Zweigel's, quality meat products since 1880.
There are angels in this world, angels who help feed the hungry ones, save the lonely from despair, and help the lost find their way. They work quietly, and when they're done, they don't fly away. They walk. Thank you for giving to the Salvation Army. You're an angel.
Donate online at SalvationArmyUSA.org or call your local Salvation Army.
It's the holidays at Red Lobster.
Come on, people now. Smile on your brother. Everybody get together. Try to love one another.
Get together with family, get together with friends, get together and create your own seafood feast at Red Lobster. Choose from 10 of our most tempting entrees, combine any two or three, and create a delicious feast that celebrates the joy of getting together. Now at Red Lobster.
Million Dollar Christmas, brought to you by Kohl's Department Stores. Visit us online at Kohl's.com. Kohl's, give happy, get happy.
Listen to the Wham Morning News for the Good Samaritan Vehicle, a service of Monroe Muffler Break-In Service and News Radio 1180, WHAM.
They would rather do their show in a chat room. It's Soundbites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Craig Schaller on the board.
Before we get back to the phones, I do want to remind you about our website, soundbites.org. That's bites with a Y, Francis would like me to remind you. Every week we do a poll. Last week was about video conferencing. 344 of you answered. That puts it at number 23 in the all-time hit parade. The choices were doing it, want to do it, used to do it, no desire to do it, and, 52% of you have absolutely no desire to do it. 17% of you are doing it, 16% of you want to do it, 8% of you used to do it, and 8% of you have no idea what I'm talking about. This week's poll.
I was going to say, if they just tuned in and didn't hear the question, you're sitting there saying, 86% want to do it. 47% don't want to do it.
Right.
Do what?
I'll let you. Yeah, that's right. Polls are in the mind of the beholder. This week's poll is about Christmas. Now I realize that for not all of you actually celebrate Christmas. On the other hand, I don't care what my religion is. If somebody wants to give me a present on the 25th, I'm not going to say
no. We'll take it.
So the question is, what do you want for Christmas? The choice is this week: new hardware, new software, peace on earth, and Steve Ray unwrapped. 114 votes so far. No, not. I didn't say I wanted it, Steve. 114 votes so far. 114 votes so far. So far, the winner is peace on earth. God bless each and every one of you, 45% of you. Followed by new hardware, new software, and I'm sorry, Steve, but only 8 people want to see you unwrapped.
Well, that's 7 more than I expected, because my wife hasn't voted yet.
And one of them was you. Is that what you're saying? Once you have, in fact, entered...
Or maybe my wife did vote.
Once you've entered your poll choice, you can go to my website, asknick.com. That's asknick.com. And leave your opinion. We have 15 opinions right now. I'm not sure any of them actually... Oh, there are a couple that actually have to do with the...
That was a poll?
With the poll. I was shocked to see that myself, actually. You can do that. There's a whole bunch of other very, very cool stuff on our website. For those of you who have been calling in about viruses and spyware and stuff like that, my security Tango is online. Every week, Dave's already talked about this. He has his tips up. He's got his basic PC configuration page. So if you're looking to buy a computer and you have no idea what the... Excuse me, I don't even remember eating that. Where those terms come from, what they mean, Dave's basic PC configuration page can help you. If you're a user group, if you're looking for somewhere to meet, if you're looking for a user group to go to, you can go to the Soundbites calendar and check it out. If you are the person who is in charge of the calendar for your users group, drop me a note and I'll give you access so you can add your meetings to it. And, of course, Moody Blues 100 started us out with secretly recorded phone calls. Several other people have added to them. Logos. We have logos online. You'll see us in a holiday mood in this current logo. And you can read all about the logo saga. And, of course, logos were not enough. So we now have movie posters. I want to apologize to everybody for not having been in the forums for a while. Actually, I've been in. I just haven't been posting or anything. I've just been so nuts busy. But I'll catch up on all the pictures and all the sounds and all the everything, and I'll get those pages updated fairly soon. For the moment, however, we're going to go back to the phone, and we're going to phones up. Well, actually, we're just going to answer one at a time, so we are going back to the phone, and we're talking to Wayne from Henrietta. Welcome, Wayne. What's your question?
Hey, guys. Happy holidays.
Same to you.
I have an answer for your trivia question.
Do you?
$12 million.
$12 million, and what makes you think that?
Oh, I did some searching on the web.
Yeah.
Favorite search tool, Copernic Agent.
Copernic is a great product.
Absolutely.
Yes, it was indeed $12 million. When Microsoft approached Mick Jagger, he requested a ludicrous amount of money, thinking they'd turn him down. To his amazement, the company agreed almost immediately. You know what that means, don't you? He asked too little.
Mm-hmm.
But you are correct. You are a winner, Wayne, and you get a fabulous prize, courtesy of the
folks. This is a great prize.
And I was getting many different answers in some of the different searches. There was one site reporting $8 million. Another site was reporting $14 million.
In fact, both of those sites are incorrect. The correct amount is 12.
Thanks also for recommending Firebird. I'm absolutely loving it.
Isn't
really
that great?
The amount of spyware I'm getting.
It's an incredible browser. I love it. I love it.
You got me hooked on it.
That's a great browser. Yeah, it really
Quick
is.
Good question.
Yeah.
One of you mentioned your favorite spam filtering tool a couple weeks ago or the last. I can't remember what you said.
I like Spam Assassin, but I use Eudora as my web browser. There is a product called Spamnix, Spamnix, that actually embeds itself into Eudora and is Spam Assassin. For Eudora, so I hardly...
I haven't worried about it much until recently, but I've hit the threshold of annoyance, I guess.
Yeah, if you've got a different program that you use, you might want to look at the McAfee products.
Yeah, Spam Killer. I love
right.
that.
That's a very good product as well, Spam Killer from McAfee.
Any thoughts on the new Norton product?
Haven't used it yet.
Okay.
Norton has been very good with all of their products, but I haven't used that particular one yet. I'm sure it's excellent.
What operating system are you using? I hit a break.
Windows 2000.
Okay. Yeah, then that should be, because we've had, with Norton, Windows, the Norton 2004, installing it on some of the XP boxes.
No.
It's a 50-50 shot whether we get it to install correctly.
Really?
The old version doesn't uninstall correctly. You've got to go in, and we found different tricks that you got to go in under users and delete all these other folders.
Well, because it's not 2004 yet. Maybe that's their problem.
That's the problem. They released it a little early. So the consensus here is until they solve their problem, stick with McAfee.
Or the other.
Well, if you've got Eudora, you can use Spam.
Yeah.
Okie doke.
Well, we got to
Wayne, stay on the line because
the
lovely and talented Craig Schellert will take all of your information about coming down and getting your fabulous prize of Star Office. And we'll want to hear all about how much you love it after you've used it. It's different from Office, so you're going to have a little bit of a learning curve, but it's a phenomenal program. Our next caller, Vito from Chilai. Welcome, Vito. What's your question?
Hey, thanks for taking my question.
Sure.
I've got a question about a card reader writer that I just purchased to download some camera files, and I can't get it to work. And I think the company's name is important. It's Sakhar. And what happens is when I follow their directions, and they give you two different directions.
Spell that.
S-A-K-A-R.
Oh, I wasn't anywhere near it. S-A-K-A-R.
And I'm using 98 seconds. And what they tell you to do is first off, is put the CD that they give you, the CD-ROM, into the driver and do autoexec.run.
Yep.
And just run it. And then plug the card reader in. Well, when you do that, it says... a USB reader driver for Windows 98.msi not found. Then you go to the website, and you assume you need a newer driver, so you download their driver.
Mm-hmm.
And what they tell you to do there is just the opposite. They say plug the card reader into the USB first and then activate their secure digital driver that you downloaded. And you get the same message that it can't find this driver.
No, I still, even with the newer driver... Most of the USB devices, even the newer ones coming out today, want to have the software installed first, especially like on scanners.
Well, because when you plug in a USB device, it will look for the software and load it first.
Two things. When you downloaded this software, did it come as like a zip file or an EXE?
It came as a zip file.
And you unzipped it?
Yes.
The second thing is you're running Windows 98 SE.
Right.
Did you load? Isn't there an update?
There's several USB patches.
Several USB patches that you have to load before you can actually use USB correctly on 98 SE.
I have an Adaptec card in there, and I can do 2.0, so all the USB is working. I have all kinds of USB devices functioning.
Yeah, but what Nick is saying, though, yes, you could have the card in there and working as far as the card purposes.
But other devices are working too, Dave.
Yeah, I mean my scanner is working on it.
Oh,
I have a flash media card that's working on it. You know, a micro drive.
That's weird. Right.
And I really don't have any problems with the USB part of it. What happens is in a device manager, up comes a yellow flag and it says mass media device, and then I go reinstall the driver. Of course, this is when I plug the device in first, and it can't find the driver, and I point it directly to where the driver is. So the company is kind of not able to help for some reason, and I was throwing this question at you guys to see if you can...
of course, take it back and get a different brand.
Well, yeah. Hold on a minute. We're going to take a quick break. We got to do a couple commercials, but stay on the line.
Okay.
And we'll come back to you in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Craig Schellert, Vito from Chilai, Mina Francesco, all of you on Sound Bites on 1180 WHAM.
In a perfect world, Christmas lights would only burn bright, not burn out. And your pet wouldn't think every ornament is a chew toy. But the world isn't perfect, so there's Walgreens, open late, many 24 hours, and right around the corner with light sets, trees, and ornaments you need to make the holiday season worry-free.
That's life. This is Walgreens.
Through Saturday, selected Life Sets, Holiday Wrap, and Boxed Cards are all buy one, get another for a penny during Walgreens Holiday 1 cent sale.
They never wince when they open a gift. They never ask, hey, did you keep the receipt? They just look up at you with those big eyes that always seem to say, thanks for caring about me. When you give a gift to your pet, they're always grateful. And that's exactly why you should get them something special from the PetSmart Holiday Village, where you'll find more than 1,000 exclusive gifts for pets and the people who love them. This weekend from 11 to 5, have your pet's picture taken with Santa Claus for just $9.95. And PetSmart will donate $5 to support homeless pets in your area.
Money Talk, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
Is your conscience nagging you this holiday? It says, don't buy jewelry, you fool, you'll overpay. Shut up, you're not the boss of me, you snapback. Well, Helzberg Diamonds experts put both of you at ease with their value promise. Their best price, first time, every time. Like a quarter carat, three diamond pendant for a straightforward $199. Then your conscience can go back to nagging you about, oh, saturated fats. Helzberg Diamonds. Confidence comes in a burgundy box. Visit Helzberg.com for a store near you.
Ow! Every time you cough, you kick me. I'm falling out of bed.
That four-hour cough medicine you bought wore off. Wish I had NyQuil cough. It's made to last all night. I could be sleeping now. Sorry, Binky. I didn't mean to kick you.
NyQuil cough. To stop your coughing, so you can sleep through the night, cough medicine. Use as directed. From the makers of NyQuil.
You save every day thanks to Wilson Farms and Sugar Creek. This week, save on Farm Fresh 2% milk. Pick up a half gallon, just $1.19. That's right, just $1.19. Wilson Farms and Sugar Creek, your Price Right neighborhood food stores.
Get to the steak and shrimp sale at Palmer's in the regional market on Jefferson Road. Load up on all the steak and shrimp you need for the holidays and sign up to win a Holland stainless steel gas grill. No purchase necessary. It's worth the special trip to Palmer's.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Got a computer question? Call the boys at 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco.
Welcome back. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Craig Scheller on the board.
And we're talking with Vito about his problem. During the commercial, Steve came up with
it. No, he does that all the time. You know,
amazing
we think of him
guy.
As just a Mac guy. And Mac, since Macs never have any trouble, he just basically sits there and looks at porn all day. But, in fact, he's also
no,
a
he's
Windows guy.
No, he's got to work on his wife's machine, which is a Windows machine.
Right. He is also a Windows guy and suddenly came up with the realization that, Vito, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
You said the problem was a .msi file.
That's correct.
Well, and Steve was right. Steve, you want to talk to yourself? Are you ready to do that?
No, go ahead.
No. You were so busy clicking and
I found the link, too.
Okay, good. All right.
.msi is the Microsoft installer. It has nothing to do with the driver for that device. It's the installer to install the driver. Windows 98 had problems with the MSI files, you need to update your Microsoft installer. If you go to the Microsoft download site, you can find the Windows Installer 2.0, and I've also posted a link on our Soundbite site as well.
Believe me, it'll be a lot easier to find it via the link on our Soundbite site. Yeah.
So that updates the installer, which should then let your driver install.
Oh, cool.
So you're going to want to uninstall that device again, unhook it, reinstall it.
Well, first, uninstall it, unhook it. Update the installer, then reinstall it according to the directions.
Okay, I basically never got it in, and then I went into safe mode and got rid of whatever was left over.
You should be on your way then.
Yep. Do that.
I really appreciate that. I have one other question. It's a quickie, though, okay? I'm not very familiar with DOS, and what I'd like to do is be able to load Windows 98 Second on itself. The only problem is, I didn't start with Windows 98 Second. I started with Windows 98, and I got an upgrade disk. So the question is, what are the DOS commands to do that, if it
there
can be done?
There aren't many. The upgrade disk can only... No. There were two different disks. There was an upgrade disk that only upgraded 98 to 98 Second Edition. Then there was an upgrade disk that required a previous Windows of any type to be installed.
I don't have that. I have the upgrade from 98.
then you cannot install that without having 98 installed first.
Yep.
Okay, it's a dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you can, unless you can still find a full 98 install second edition install disk somewhere.
Okay, great. What did you call that update?
Go to our website, soundbites.org,
mm-hmm.
and go down to the lower right. You'll see a link that says, "I heard a website on your show." And if you go there, you will then click on that, and then you'll see a list of all the websites we've talked about. It's basically the weekly links, and at the very top will be, on the left, will be today's links. And you'll see two different sites to restore, hal.dll, and you'll see the Windows installer, MSI, for Windows 95 and 98, all courtesy of Steve, who has been diligently typing away while we've been blabbing.
I appreciate it.
Thank
it's
you
been
so
frustrating.
Much.
You have a great day.
You too. Have fun. Our next caller, Mike from Greece. Welcome, Mike. What's your question?
Hey, how you doing, guys? My problem is I have a network problem. I'm trying to network my laptop to my desktop. I just have the special cable. I don't have a router. And I had it working at one time, and it quit working on me. I have XP Home on my desktop and XP Pro on my laptop. And if I unhook the cable, it immediately knows that, but I've tried to ping them, and they won't ping. They time out, and I can't get them to connect.
Well, if you're using IP, you have to create a manual IP address on each computer.
Right.
In the same range and same subnet on each machine.
Okay.
Typically, it's 192.168.1.something for a private network.
Or 10.0.0.something.
Right.
Yes, and I have that. They're different by one number.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you are running them, you're running TCP IP on both machines.
Yes.
You're pointing them at this card. In other words, you've told the card to use TCP IP.
Yes. They're both, the laptop's built in and it's built into my motherboard on the desktop.
Okay, and you're connecting these via...
A crossover cable.
A crossover cable in your regular Ethernet. It's an Ethernet crossover cable.
Yes.
Okay, and you're sure that cable is good?
Yeah, because I took the cable on my laptop and tried it on my buddy's laptop, and we connected. We didn't have a problem. It pinged no problem.
Okay, so then the problem is your desktop.
Okay.
And your desktop is running XP Home.
Yes.
And you didn't change any settings?
Nothing I've changed.
And you go into Device Manager, and the setup looks good.
Everything looks fine there.
Are you sharing?
Well, now, sharing won't work until the ping works. What was the ping error? Was it a...
Timed out.
Timeout, all right. So it's not host unreachable, which would mean something else.
Yeah. Really, because it worked at one time.
Were you pinging it by number?
Yes. I was just putting the IP in.
Okay.
Try to ping yourself.
And
see if the desktop can ping itself.
Okay.
You know, what you may end up doing is removing all the networking protocols, rebooting, and then reinstalling the networking stuff.
Okay.
If something got screwed up in the network.
There is a file out there. You might want to try it. It's called WinSock Fix.
WinSock Fix.
WinSock. No, that's you don't have WinSock on XP. Yeah. We use it all the time. There's for the... yes, because in the registry, there's the WinSock 2 folder, and that gets hammered sometimes. Instead of having
I see what you're saying.
Folks go in there and try to...
Registry entry.
Yes, and it'll fix it.
Okay.
And I think it's called WinSock Fix. If you do a search on that...
Okay.
I think it's the name of the file. If not, I'll look for it.
WinSock XP Fix.
Yeah.
Because WinSock Fix is only for 95,
yeah,
98.
Exactly.
So it's WinSock XP Fix.
Yep.
Good.
Put a link up there if you could.
Yep.
Good. Yeah, give that a try and see if that fixes it.
That corrected a lot of problems for us.
One of the real problems with the registry is you never know what's going on in there. There are no tools to diagnose it.
And that's why, you know, we try to find some of these others, because I don't want to tell folks to go in there, because there's two incidents of the WinSock 32 folder, or WinSock 2 folder that you've
right.
got to go and delete.
Right. I think I've said it before. I've said it a million times. I do not think the registry is a good idea. Here is an equally bad idea. We're done for another week. I want to thank everybody who called in. I want to apologize to all the people to whom we did not get. Call in early and often next week. Next week, I am delighted to say we will be on at our regular time, 12:20 to 2 p.m., and it may be clear sailing for a while after that, so
hopefully.
We'll
We'll see how that all works. I do want to congratulate Wayne from Henrietta for getting the correct trivia question for the week. We will be back next Saturday at 12:20-ish p.m. with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, probably Rob Linton. Sadly, Craig will be just back to sitting around not having to talk to anybody for hours on end. And I'm Nick Francesco. We will see you next week on Soundbites, the greatest computer show in the known universe, on 1180 WHAM.
Fry Brothers Vineyards, Modesto, California.
We all lead such busy lives. But there's a place where redwoods stand tall and time flows slowly. Redwood Creek, where the tradition of taking time has never been forgotten.